Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in thy house. This is God's word for today, and today we are reading from the book of 2 John in chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth. For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye shall walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not the things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come to you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen. In this letter of commendation to a particular mother in the church for her demonstration of love and obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ, she is praised for her nurturing her children in the same fashion in that they too demonstrate love and compassion, as opposed to inciting division among the people. We are today admonished by the Lord to walk by the same rule and the same understanding of the gospel because of the spirit of the Antichrist that is so prevalent today. There still are many that reject the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are admonished to not have fellowship with such. And we see it every day. We hear it in the news. We hear it around the world. We hear it even in our communities, maybe even sometimes in our homes, that people are so obsessed with things that Satan put in people's minds and in their hearts that they don't regard God until they get in trouble. But saints, people of God everywhere, let us respect God with a greater reverence than that. Let's stop taking him for granted and admonish and just live by his word and encourage each other, our friends, our families, our co-workers. Let's encourage them to let's live our lives in a better fashion than just living every day partying and getting drunk and doing drugs and getting involved in all kind of promiscuous activity, but learn to love God and to be holy and to be peculiar and to be sanctified and to be set apart until we can live our lives in obedience to the gospel, that we can please God, that he'll continue to strengthen us to be that light of the knowledge of the gospel in this dark day that we're in right now. I did then what I knew how to do. Now that I know better, I do better. Maya Angelou. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus Christ, again today we give you thanks, we give you praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, Holy Father, for the opportunity to experience the dawning of this new day with the sins of our mind and activity of our limbs. And we're asking you, God, if you'd be so kind to move by your spirit and prove yourself in us, God, to help those that are still in darkness and those that don't know and don't know that they don't know that know, understand that there is a way out of this lack of understanding that we live in every day. So many live in every day. It's so many people, God, as you know, you're the omniscient only God that we serve, God, and because beside you there is no God. And we know that you are omniscient, you know everything. And so we know that you know that there are still many. You bless them every day to get up every day to be able to go to really good jobs, God, and they're living in really nice homes and their lifestyles are really good. But they ignore you rather than going to church and giving you praise and honor and giving you thanks. They do everything else but that. But we know today, God, that you're on the move by your spirit. We see your wrath, your fury, your indignation in the land. We see how the people with their disrespect, their disobedience, their irreverence for you, God, brings anger, God, and you are drawing the line in the sand that you're just destroying properties, God, and you're saving their lives, but you're destroying the things that they owned it. That caused them to have a little spirit of boasting about them. You're tearing it all up, God, with these tornadoes and this inclement weather. God, and I pray that they will turn and acknowledge you as God and pray to you in sincerity and in truth. God, just like, hallelujah, God, let me ask you first, God, forgive me, Lord, but anywhere and everywhere we failed you, in word, in deed, or in thought, please forgive us, Lord, that as we move forward today, God, you will show us mercy as you do every day, God, that we'll be able to be demonstrators of the truth of the gospel, that we'll keep ourselves reminded that you're with us, never to leave us, not forsake us. We'll keep ourselves reminded that with you on our side, you're more than the whole world against us. We'll keep ourselves reminded that your word teaches us, since you're for us, who can be against us? We'll keep ourselves reminded, God, that you give us a new load of benefits every day. We'll keep ourselves reminded, God, that as we embark upon this day to perform the tasks you set before us today, God, that love, joy, peace, and happiness is going to fill our lives and is going to be followed with healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation for every one of us that seek you in sincerity and in truth with a pure heart. For those that know you by the baptism of your spirit, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. For those that don't know you yet by the baptism of your spirit, God, we pray that you continue to keep that zeal, that fervor in them, that they continue to seek you until the day that you decide, God, to baptize them too with the Holy Ghost with the indwelling of the Christ of God, so that we can demonstrate the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ and that light of that knowledge, that understanding will just radiate from us wherever we are, that the darkness that we walk in will just be illuminated, God, with the knowledge of your word, demonstration of your word. As we speak, we'll be speaking your word, God. As we do, we'll be doing what you've charged us to do, God, to help people see themselves in the darkness that they're in, because just like the scriptures teaching, God, that there are many even today that still reject the Lord Jesus Christ. And the scriptures telling us that these are people that are of the spirit of the Antichrist, because they're allowing Satan to manipulate their minds and their thinking and their doings, and they're trying to cause people that believe to turn away, God, from their persuasion, God, their conviction of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And many people, God, that are just not really solid and anchored in the truth, they allow these people, sometimes as family members, sometimes as friends at work, sometimes as just preachers, that they don't even have the baptism of the Holy Ghost themselves. And they're telling them, well, the Bible said this and that and all these kinds of things, and they don't understand it for what it really means, God, because you said the things of God are spiritually discerned. So in order for us to understand your word and to believe it and have the faith to go demonstrate it, it takes the indwelling of your spirit. So we're asking you again, God, today and right now to look on every pastor, whatever size church they pastor, God, all the people there are your people. And God, and you're speaking to your people everywhere, every day, God, by your pastors, because you let the prophet bring it and record it, that it would follow help, that you would give your people's pastors after your own heart, that would feed them with knowledge and understanding. And we know, Holy Father, God, that if the preachers preach without fear, favoritism, or compromise, if the preachers will demonstrate this gospel with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence, people that don't know they're in darkness will begin to see themselves. And they will understand that there's a way out of that darkness that they're in, and that is to very simply repent, admit that they're sinners, and they're sinners without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God, but some, God, they have a zeal, but they don't have any knowledge. And God, and Jesus said a man must be born again out of the water and of the Spirit. And so we trust you, we believe you, God, and we honor you, we give you reverence, God, and we're seeking and very desirous of walking in obedience to your truth, that you will continue to perform your promises in our lives so that other people can see it when they begin to look at us in awe. They'll wonder how these things happen and all. We will simply testify, because when we heard the truth, we began to seek you, God. Hallelujah. And when you saw the earnestness in our hearts, God, that you chose to baptize us with the Holy Ghost, that we ended with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, with the indwelling of the Christ of God, with the power to resist the devil and make him flee from us. God, hallelujah. And then you did that by saving us, by us, others can be saved. And we thank you for it, God, because only you can do this. But God, as the pastors preach and teach, our faith is going to increase, because hearing your word and hearing what you have done, finding more out about who you are, finding more understanding, more getting more clarity and understanding of how much you have loved humanity. You made us in your own image, and then you gave us, God, your word. You gave us rules and judgments and statutes and laws to follow, that if we do what you tell us to do according to your written word, that the promises that you made, God, you will manifest them, because you will heal, you will deliver, you will prosper, God, you will comfort, you will save, God, like you said you would, and you've been doing it down through the ages. So we pray, God, this morning, we're believing your word, God, and we're praying with and for all those that are sick and shut in, wherever they are, those that we're aware of and those that we're not. God, but we're asking you by faith in Jesus' name to visit their sick beds, God, and get them out of those sick beds, God, and just amazing the people around them in the hospitals and in the nursing facilities, God, and rehabilitation centers, just at home. Let the people be astonished when they look and see that they thought that people would never get up again, and they thought they'd never be restored. But God, hallelujah, you are God, you are the great healer. And as they cry out to you in sincerity and in truth, and you find in their request of you that they are not wavering in their thinking, and they believe that as Jesus left it on record for us, if you can believe that you can have what you pray for, you shall have what you ask. God, and even he said, called the mountain to be removed into the sea. And with this kind of faith, with faith of this caliber, God, faith of this level, God, we will be able to move, God, and you'll get people out of sick beds and back on their feet, and cause people to begin to seek you in a greater readiness of thinking, God, than they ever have. And when they cry out to you, God, not only will you just heal them, but you'll save them as well. God, when they begin to pray and they're praying in sincerity, God, hallelujah, you're just going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost while they're still praying, God, for healing in the body. You're going to heal the spirit man as well. God, and for those that have lost their way by listening and lending their ear to people, God, that are just advocating for the flesh, God, that they're just trying to please the flesh, God, they're just doing it for what they can gain in the flesh side of life, but they're not concerned about what's going on in the spirit side of life. When you've charged us by your word that we're to walk in the spirit to satisfy the things of the spirit, Because if we walk in the flesh, we're only going to satisfy the things of the flesh. And that is not sufficient enough. That if the death angel should fly for us, and when the day come that you come to get the righteous, we won't hear the Lord's voice that day. God, but we know, hallelujah, that you said a man must be born again. So we're asking you, God, for those that have fallen back into darkness by allowing people that don't know and don't know that they don't know to influence them, to back up, God, and people, God, hallelujah, that when they begin to cry out to you, Lord, forgive me, I find myself back in this darkness that you got me out of. I got find myself back in this lack of understanding, in this ignorance that you got me out of. God, but if you'll refresh me, you'll restore me, God, hallelujah, you won't have to worry about me doing this again. When you hear this kind of serious repentance, God, we believe that you're going to move by your spirit and you're going to restore them and get them back on the right path in life, being examples of the holiness, being examples of the sanctification, being examples of the obedience that you want us to be, God, and you've charged us to demonstrate in the land to help those that don't know and don't know that come out of that darkness that they're in. God, and just like that, we believe and we, God, that when people that have lost their livelihood, they've lost their financial independence, they've lost their self-sufficiency, we believe in God by faith in Jesus' name this very hour, that when people cry out to you in sincerity, when you search their hearts and you find in their hearts that they're not looking for just a quick fix, but they'll in their hearts, they're saying, Lord, if you straighten me out, if you get me back on the right path, I'm going to walk upright, God, until Jesus come to get the righteous. And when you, God, determine that that is sincere in them, you're going to move by your spirit, God, if you have to make them entrepreneurs, if you have to cause or allow these companies to start back up and begin to pay people their proper wages that's a commensurate at least with the cost of living expenses as they are, God, hallelujah, God, that people can live and be able to have something extra that they can be able to help others, God, because of the blessings that you bestow upon them. And you're going to provide comfort and consolation for those that have lost their loved ones and their hearts are heavy. And we're asking you again today as we ask you every day, God, come comfort and console and strengthen those, God, that they can pull themselves together, that they can get up, God, and to move forward and to move on, that as they, God, remember their loved ones, that they don't let it trip them up, that they get to where they just can't move, they can't go, they can't do, because with your spirit in them, you're going to give them the power and the knowledge and the wisdom to know why they should move forward, God, to help others in the same kind of situation to know what to do that they too can move on. As you have saved us, you saved us, and by us others can be saved. This is demonstration of your truth. This is demonstration of your anointing, your power, your love, your mercy, God, hallelujah. God, and we believe it as the pastors continue to preach this truth and people, God, begin to attend church, God, and hear the wisdom and the knowledge, God, as they hear, God, people witnessing about the truth and sharing their God, experiences, Lord God, and they're going to realize, God, that in their homes, they're going to start praying in their homes, because in many homes, good people live in those homes, but the devil has manipulated their minds, and in their homes, they argue and they fuss and they pick with each other, and the children, God, in the homes, they're just rebellious and disobedient. And all of these things is just simply because Satan is having his way in that home, because the people don't seek you with unity, with oneness, with singleness of heart. But I'm asking you, God, as I ask you every day, God, that in every home, if it just start with one and until you get them all, God, to at least come together and begin to read scripture together and begin to pray together. And then they'll get up and get out together and get to the church house and hear your word and hear the explanation and get clarity of your word, get understanding of your word and how they are to walk their walk, God, and not just, God, just be lost, God, because we know, Lord God, that when we stand alone, when we isolate, we don't help ourselves because we only think about what we think about. But when we have others in our lives and we share with them and we talk with them, and this is why you said that we are, God, to accept they be agreed. God, they can't come together. God, but we know that, hallelujah, when people get back in the church and be in the preachers and the pastors that you've anointed to preach and to teach and to demonstrate this gospel, their faith is going to be increased. And you'll turn those homes into God presence homes, God. And I thank you for it right now. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory in the name of Jesus Christ. So again, God, this morning, we give you thanks, God, because you're proving, God, hallelujah, as your word teaches us, God, you are healing. God, as your word teaches us, God, you are a great deliverer. As your word teaches us, God, you are a great restorer. God, as your word teaches us, you're the God of comfort. As your word teaches us, God, you provide salvation, God, for those that you choose that walk in obedience to your word and your charge, God. And we thank you again this day, right now, this hour, this morning here. God, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. God, and we know that you're going to keep us enveloped in your favor, that as we move forward, God, we're going to walk forward demonstrating the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not going to have grudges and bitterness in our hearts against one another, God, but we're going to forgive. And when we forgive, God, we don't bring it up to bring hurt or harm or to sit back. But God, we move forward to strengthen ourselves, to be the example that you want us to be in this last evil and dark day. So help us, Holy Father, if you'd be so kind. And God, and even on the civil side of our lives, God, move amongst our government officials, God, hallelujah, in this democracy. God, even, God, in these other places where they have, God, just these tyrannical leaders, God, hallelujah, God, that you speak to their hearts and help them to know that they're not God, they're not you, and that they should be helping and assisting and aiding others, particularly those that don't have the means that they have, that they can get along better in the land. God, but we know that until people can turn and get that mind and things like that, your wrath and your fury is going to continue to permeate the world, and people are not going to understand why you're doing things that you're doing. But you promised in your word the signs of the end time, and we're certainly experiencing that even this day. But we thank you, God, and we're asking you, God, again, God, that as people seek you in sincere and in truth, you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost, that they too will have the indwelling of the Christ of God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. God, but they're going to continue to seek you, God, and when the Lord Jesus shall come and stand in the clouds with power and great glory, with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel, and when that trump shall sound, the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and those that have the indwelling of the Christ of God that are still alive and on the earth, they're going to be caught up together to go meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. This is my hope right now, again today. And I know, God, that this is the hope of everyone that accept you as God and God alone, those that accept the gospel of Jesus Christ as the instruction as to how we are to live our lives, to give you pleasure, that you strengthen us, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. And we know, God, until that day shall come, the enemy is going to continue, God, to seek, to kill, steal, and destroy. But we also know, God, that you're going to keep us enveloped in your favor. You're going to continue to, God, continue to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. God, you're going to continue to maintain our cause. You're going to continue, Lord God, to, according to your riches in glory, hallelujah, to supply us with whatever it is that we need to be who you would have us to be. In the name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord, I pray, and I believe that we're going to have what we ask because we do ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank you, God, hallelujah. And we believe that you're going to grant it unto us, Lord. So thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Good morning here and to everywhere else. Good afternoon. God bless you all. And we're believing again today that things are not as bad as they seem. Nothing can happen to you that God and you can't handle. And you're going to keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. And at God's discretion, he's going to work it in your life. You just be patient. Continue to follow in his truth, follow in his word. And when he decides to turn things around, he's going to do that. But demonstrate patience and let him do that. And so again today, Hallelujah. Remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.